DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. From the Palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the new Xbox One. Xbox One delivers an all-new gaming and entertainment experience that will transform how you play. Xbox One brings together the best games, the most reliable service, and rich entertainment, all in one system that is built for today and tomorrow. Check them out at Xbox.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a 1080p discount. I guess technically you don't say 1080p, but whatever the fuck. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the 1080p free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I think Arkansas is really more of a 720p state. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm getting at.
A 720 free state?
720p state.
Oh, a 720. Right. Oh, okay. Probably.
It's a big step up. It's a big step up. I mean, you know, a few years ago, you guys were like 480i at best.
My television behind me that you can see there.
Yes.
Clearly has 1080 written on it.
But it wasn't built in Arkansas.
It was probably built in Korea.
Well, there you go. So Korea is a 1080p.
It's a Vizio
country.
So it's probably Korea. I think that's a Korean company. I'm not sure, but I think it is.
This is fascinating, as always.
It is a Korean-free state of Arkansas.
It is 10 p.m. on Tuesday evening.
Actually, there was a Korean once in Arkansas, and he was really hot. That's all I'm going to say. Hot-ass Korean. Go ahead.
It's 10 p.m. Eastern time on a Tuesday evening, and that can, of course, mean one thing and one thing only. We are streaming live on Pride48.com, and I'd like to say a very big howdy-ho to the... howdy doody to the chat room, I guess. I don't know. What the fuck is howdy?
Howdy ho, neighbor.
No, but what the fuck is howdy do pancakes? Because Fatty keeps talking about howdy do pancakes.
I don't know.
I have no idea what that. Anyway, I'd like to say hello to Turniped, to Ant, and to Crone, and to Mags, and to Not Nico. This is Not Nico, by the way. Not Nico. And Ricky's Mole, which I believe is RC in Wisconsin, and Rolano. There in the
I want to say someone was calling me racist. I was calling a Korean hot. That doesn't make me a racist. He was a hot Korean.
Okay.
I have a hot Filipino boyfriend.
Apparently the Howdy Do Pancakes stands for the Hello Waffles podcast.
Which is another one I don't listen to.
Hello Waffles, I guess, has been on hiatus for like 13 years, and it's just now back.
Oh, well, good.
It's just now
I'm off the hook for that one. Do I need to go back and listen to back episodes?
Do you see what I'm holding here in my little hands here?
Well, I see it's paper.
They are cards.
It says Adam Burns.
They are cards I am holding.
Oh,
I'm holding
that's my name, ladies and gentlemen.
I am holding the Stars deck of the... podcasting gold card game that I'm beta testing. Q-Sledge has made this little card game, and I have been helping him and been beta testing it. So Steven and I were playing it this past weekend. But I just wanted to show you the Adam Burns call card.
Now, I have a question about that.
You see the Adam Burns. You know, you have a special ability. Do you want to know what your special
ability is? What is it?
Your special ability?
No.
The Adam Burns card has a special ability called Moist Cookies. For as many listener cards the next player discards, you may draw from the deck on their turn and place the cards into your hand.
Now that sounds suspiciously like other card games that are out there. Is he taking a well-known card game and then just reusing the rules and the special stuff?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, it just left my brain. I was going to say something and it completely just, you're beta testing that.
Yes.
So are you going to actually like log defects? Is there going to be a defect triage call every day where you go over progress and you like, you know, rate them high, medium, low?
No, not every day. So Stephen and I played like 3 rounds of it and then we played 2 rounds of it and then had a hangout with Larry to go over what we found. There was a card in the deck called the Book of Bacon that was just way overpowered. And then there was also some rule questionalities, like some things that were unclear in the rules. And so after we talked with Larry for a while and sorted some of those things out, then we went back and played a 3rd round of the game. I would just like to point out, Stephen beat me all 3 times. So it's because he cheats. He's a cheater.
Is your card like Daniel overrules everything everybody else says and knows all?
No, actually, my card is pretty tame. You, by the way, are the, what are you? You are the Queen of Stars. Just thought I'd let you know that.
Okay.
They keep the shows together, so I am also in the Stars deck. I'm the Ace of Stars. I think my special ability is for every... See, each card has topics on it, right? Little topic
icons.
Passive
aggressivity.
No, each card has topics on it, and then you draw from the listeners' decks, and you match the listeners, you know, from your pile of listeners that you draw. You get, that's how many listeners. Anyway, the point is that my card is for the phone icon, the phone topic there. You get double points for the phone topic if I'm played. So
is this like an RPG or something like a magic thing or?
Well, that's a trading card game, but I don't know. It's just a card game.
Will there be special packs where, like, you know, I'm, you know, wearing a melon
I don't know. You'd have to. I'm not making the game.
Weststone is naked.
I am not playing the game. I'm just helping.
A special pack with Wes's real name.
All right, listen. Let's get to the let's get to the real point of everything.
What is the point of everything? Is the point of life, Daniel?
Have you heard the latest It's All About Me?
Yes. Of course I have heard the most recent All About Me. Look, the minute they put that show out, I am waiting with bated breath. I run over to the iTunes because that's still... No, I don't. I take that back. I run over to the Pocket Cast and I download it immediately. And I'm certain... that you're going to talk about all that time they spent talking about me again on this most recent episode.
Right. So in the chat room, I'm sorry, I just want to correct something. Roland O is saying in the chat room, I love the pic on Google Plus of the cards that say no pictures right on the face of them. That is because, Roland O, and there's full artwork for all of these cards, like full color artwork. But in order to test the game, changes to the card, you have to download it and reprint them out and then cut them back. And so in order to waste and to keep from wasting all of your ink on just constantly printing out cards, the beta deck is just stripped down. So it doesn't have the graphics on it and it's just all in black and white. So that's what it is. There actually is full colored graphics.
Actually, that might have been the case for all of your cards, but Larry and I are still in contract negotiations over, you know, the use of my likeness. So, you know, mine is not on there right now because we're still ironing out some of the details.
You can just be dropped from the deck. You know what? You know what? They keep the shows in the same deck, but that doesn't mean it has to be a current show. I could put Alden. I could substitute Alden in for the Adam Burns.
I'm still a podcast celebrity, whether you take me out of DI Plus or not.
I'm going to put you in the Thorns deck with Maddie. It's going to be the Adam and Maddie cards over in the Thorns deck.
Is there a Maddie card?
No, there's no Maddie card. Not that I'm aware of. All right, here's what I wanted to say. So it's all about me. Easily one of my favorite.
Yes, it is all about you.
Easily one of my favorite shows.
Why? All they talk about is their Halloween tunnels.
You just digging
I
deeper.
I love them. I love you guys.
Deeper.
If you're listening, I love you.
Just digging deeper.
You're fabulous.
Do you know how much this hurts me? They go on and on
how
about
much
you.
What hurts you?
They go on and on about you and how much they love you and everything, and then you just diss them.
I'm not.
You did. You said that they stole everything from everyone else. You accused them of stealing the word square from Hollywood Squares.
As if
that particular show had the copyright on that particular piece of geometry.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Hollywood Squares did say that before the It's All About Me podcast said it. You can't dispute that fact.
You know who else said square long before that?
I'm sure there were a lot of people who said squares, but
Euclid said it.
I mean, but on Hollywood Squares, he clearly said
Pythagoras talked about triangles. It doesn't mean that anyone that uses the phrase triangles now stole from Pythagoras.
Whoopi Goldberg would sit in the middle the middle square. She was the middle square. And he would say, Tom Bergeron, who was the most, I think he was the most recent. Now, there were other hosts.
If only there was some inter-network system of computers whereby you could type that.
Well, I wasn't asking who the first one was, but I'm saying the most recent incarnation of that show.
Hold on. Who was on the most recent incarnation of Hollywood Squares? Let's find out.
Tom Bergeron was the host. He's now the host of Dancing with the Stars, for those of you who don't know.
It looks like Tom Bergeron is, yes, he was the most recent host up until 2004.
And America's Funniest Home Videos, he still is the current host of that. He still is the current host of that one. Although that was that guy from Full House.
Mm. Now, who was the host before Tom Bergeron?
Some old guy.
No.
It
was John Davidson.
I don't know who that is.
And then before him was Peter Marshall.
I don't know any of those people.
And before... It doesn't matter. The point is that you will never hear this again.
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
So I spent hours with Mark on Hangouts, making sure that he got his mixer hooked up right and did the mix mic, because now they have a guest host. I mean, you know, one of the no-nos that comes in over Google Hangouts every week. And you know, they needed to be able to play the voicemails for him to be able to hear and play the music for him. So I had to do the mix minus thing with him. I had to explain the mix minus thing and everything. I worked on it. So I listened to the episode, fully expecting them to go, oh, well, you know, our sound is great and everything's working great. No, they spent the entire episode bitching about you.
It's okay. Look, it's fine.
I need you to call them. I need you to call them and apologize.
There is no such thing as bad press. I'm getting mentioned on other shows.
I need you to call and apologize to them.
Why?
Because. How would you like it if I called up, what's her name that you like? Mariah Carey. What if I called up Mariah Carey?
Okay.
And just dissed her.
I didn't call them up. I was poking fun at them on our show, which is what we do. We make fun. We poke fun.
Yeah. I don't know if
we're talking. We talk about cocktails and cream puffs all the time. You don't tell me to call them and apologize. I mean, I could, you know, I mean, please, you're like, do it some more, you know.
Excellent. All right. So, Adam.
Daniel.
You know, one of the big topics. Copics?
Wait, before you go on.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mark and Ed. You are my favorite square people. And if I didn't like you, I wouldn't talk about you. So have you ever heard that saying, you know, I wouldn't make fun of you if I didn't like you. So the fact that I'm actually making fun of you means
must love them. Because you
right,
just
yeah, exactly. I love them. And that is why I was making fun of them.
I got to find this thing. So you know what? One of the conversations here that we've had on this show is how you, Adam J. Burns, can just, make a lot of money without doing anything.
I didn't say I didn't want to do anything. I just said I wanted to make a lot of money.
Doing a minimal amount of work. And I've come across, have you thought about being a professional motivational speaker?
Well, there was this one job where you went around and you basically spoke about this product. And I didn't have enough experience, so I didn't get it. And this was back when I was in Dallas. And I could have traveled all over the world. And all I had to do basically was get up on stage and be like a product evangelist type thing for this video conferencing system. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have any prior experience doing that kind of thing, so they didn't consider me. But it would have been a really good opportunity, though. Their headquarters is in Norway. I would have gotten to travel to Norway a lot.
So what I want you to take a look at is let me see if I can find this here. Is it Look-a-doo? I don't know how to get to his...
And Turnip Head says that would be ideal for me because low self-esteem is paramount for a motivational speaker.
So I've decided that motivational speakers are pretty much just... they're just idiots. They're just...
Well, you just have to make up some really good
sounding
shit.
I know. So this particular guy is a... the one that I'm going to tell you about here is a Christian motivational speaker, but he speaks in schools. His name is Justin Look-a-Doo. Now you may ask yourself, who is Justin Look-a-Doo? Other than someone who, you know, has the website lookadoo.com and on the about page, it directs you to his MySpace page, you know, because he's hip with the kids. But
wow.
and his big qualifications for being a highly paid motivational speaker is he was a juvenile probation officer and is bilingual.
Well, there you go.
he also has a degree in biology. So he wrote a book called Are You Dateable? And so he gives this speech to schools about how to be dateable, right? And basically, while he was giving this speech to a high school, some high school, I forget where, paid for him to come in and give this speech. But little did he know, because of course he still has a MySpace account, is that during this entire speech, the teenagers that he was giving the speech to created a hashtag called Lookadouche, where they were just mercilessly ripping the guy apart while he was speaking and talking about, you know, how women should know when to shut up and guys should know how to be real guys. That was basically his message. And so they were just like really ripping him apart. So it was a story that came out over here. But I decided that there's very little to this. You could be a motivational speaker, I think.
Well, I appreciate it that you're looking for things with absolutely no skill required.
No.
Because as we know.
Right. No skill whatsoever. I have some, let's see. Where is it at here? I think I have some, I got to find his thing. I found it the other day, his videos here, because you can learn a little bit about Justin Lookadoo.
Well, the problem is, though, you have to be an expert.
He is not an expert at anything.
But there must be something about him that he was able to
came up with 3 or 4 jokes, and he just tells them over and over again. That's how these things work. Why can't I find his videos?
See, Brian, that David, that Blue Jeans guy who has his name incorrectly in the chat room, he says that there's more to public speaking than you would realize. So this guy, maybe he's a really good public speaker.
No, he's not. I was going to play the video.
I couldn't just go get up on stage and make piles of money just for like talking crap out of my head. I'd at least have to
find the videos here.
Write a book. I mean, he wrote a book.
No, he didn't.
That's work. You got to write
whatever.
Something.
See, this is there it is. Videos, Justin in action. So
I got it. Wait,
here we go.
I got it. Perfect example.
Yes.
This is what I can do. I'm going to make millions.
Yes.
I'm going to write a book on how not to steal material from other podcasts.
Right.
And I'm going to quote, it's all about me as kind of a, okay, go look at this podcast and then, you know,
here we go. Wait,
learn.
Here we go. So this would be Justin Lookadoo here.
So, man, we are going to talk about some of these differences, but before we get too deep into it, I come with disclaimers. So I got to give you a couple of disclaimers. The first thing I need to tell you is I have been labeled the speaker and author for the ADD generation. Yeah.
And you know who gave him that label?
I don't know.
Him. It's kind of like one of those, it's an award-winning podcast. Here's yet another, a more serious interview with him. See if you can tell any similarities here between this and the one before it. Right. Other than the hideous segues.
Hey, I'm Justin Lookadoo, speaker, author. Hey, I'm Justin Lookadoo. Do I look, for those who are dyslexic. Man, who is Justin Lookadoo? Depends on who you ask when you ask him. I have been labeled the speaker and author for the ADD generation, and there is a reason for that. Because if you watch me at any time, it's like watching a remote control with a 4-year-old.
A remote control with a 4-year-old. I wonder if he could say that again.
And there is a reason for that. Because watching me speak is like handing the remote control to a 4-year-old.
See, that's really all you have to do. You just have to come up with like one set of jokes.
Well, now, okay. Now, granted, you're telling me I can make millions of dollars and become rich with very little effort.
Wait.
You don't know.
One of your criteria you specifically said was not to be rich. You just wanted to...
No, but I mean, you're saying I can make enough money to be comfortable and be able to travel around and do all of that stuff that I want to do.
Yes.
And you know he makes enough to do all of that.
Actually,
you have talked to him and you know
I've read articles. I've read articles about what, you know, his typical fees and how often he's booked. So
we all know I'm a wonderful speaker. I mean, I am on a podcast.
So this guy makes like $5,000 to $7,000 an appearance. He books about 15 appearances a month.
Oh, I could live off of that.
That's what I'm saying.
But 50,000 to 70,000 a month.
Yep.
Wait, that math was probably wrong. Get a calculator.
Wait, listen, I got to pull out a calculator here.
So he books 15 a month, and it's 5 to 7,000. So 50,000 to...
No, 30,000.
75,000.
30,000.
No, 5,000 times 10 is 50,000.
Yeah, what's your point?
And you've got a calculator there in front, and you're still doing it wrong.
I just now pulled it out.
All right, so 75,000
a month. I mean, there's some expenses in there, but you know,
well,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I can make do on 75,000. I mean, you know,
you can probably.
I'm not that high maintenance. Surely I can, you know.
Whatever.
I could even, you know, give a little bit towards that Halloween fiesta that they have over at the Mark and Ed household.
Right. So go to Twitter when you get a chance, dear listeners, and just type in the search term "look a douche," LOOKADOUCHE, all together, and you can see the backlash from this. The guy is completely fucking clueless.
I'll tell you what the problem is. The thing I am really an expert at, and that's debatable, but if you were going to pick anything that I would be an expert at,
yes,
it would be test automation. I am not going to make millions of dollars traveling around the world speaking about test automation. I mean, there is no... I even thought, you know what? I'll write a book about scripting with the API, the HP ALM API, because there's like no documentation and no one even knows what I'm talking about. But it doesn't
matter.
So why not?
So do it then.
Because anything I create belongs to my company.
What you do is you go to what is the automation software?
This is HP ALM.
Okay.
It's where
you hang around at the HP ALM forums, you answer a bunch of questions to a bunch of people, you become like the MVP, the product guy, and then you get to speak at the conferences and whatnot. Yeah, how do you think half of the speakers at tech conferences come from basically being people that have answered a lot of questions and have basically become the go-to guy for something weird? Like Julie Lerman. Julie Lerman is this chick, she's a great programmer, but she like knows Entity Framework inside and out. So it's like she is the go-to person for Entity Framework. So this really tiny little slice of the .NET universe, it's like Julie Lerman is the chick to go to. And
does she make livable money off of being an expert on
that? Yes, absolutely she does. She gets invited to conferences to speak. She does training courses on Pluralsight. She gets paid for all of those things.
Well, there is definitely a hole in the market. I just don't know how big the automation market is. So I can't.
Yeah, because
no one
does automation.
All QA departments do.
Let's see what we got here on the old death phone. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. AT Cruiser. Just with a celebrity death. Grace Jones. Not the Grace Jones, but some old broad in England. She was the oldest woman in the UK and the sixth oldest person in the world. Died at 113. I suspect there might be something going on there. Bye.
Now, when I do a Google search for Grace Jones, I get the actual celebrity.
113 is pretty old, but I don't think that makes you a celebrity necessarily.
I mean, you know, maybe to Willard Scott, but not
I mean, I'm going to live to be 115. I'm going to die on my 115th birthday at midnight on my 115th birthday. So I'm going to outlive her, but that is pretty old, but I don't think he gets it.
You're going to live to be what?
115.
So I'll say that's
115.
I don't know why this isn't playing.
I was waiting for you to have something.
We're just because I had it muted. That's why.
I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 93. I play safe for you and me, 'cause I'm no fool.
Yes, I was just going for that. That was awesome.
I am no fool, but I don't want to live to 93. I want to live to 115.
It has to end in E. So you have to live to be 103.
What about 113?
No, that doesn't end in E.
130?
120.
120?
I don't know. You know what?
I'm going to live to be 120. You know. Or whatever.
I'm sorry. You know what? We love you. We love you, RT Cruiser. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
More than life itself.
We do. Well, I do a little bit, but yes.
So tell me about your trip.
Oh, you want to hear about my trip? Okay. So I don't think I even mentioned it on the show that we were going. I don't know if I mentioned that I had purchased pink tickets for Mark for his birthday.
Yes, you had.
Okay. Not the color pink, but the artist pink.
That makes a lot more sense.
So I knew nothing. Really, I knew nothing about her except there was one song that I knew that she did. And that was it. Not that one. But
did she play this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I...
You probably knew this one. That's like people rolling around in bed together.
Okay.
You know that one?
Once or twice.
No!
Dug my way.
All right, so you knew the trite one. This one.
No. I'll
really?
Play it for you.
You didn't know this one?
Right, turn off the lights. We gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio?
That?
You know? No, although Mark did. So the concert was in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is about 3 hours from here.
Yes.
And he made me, not made me. I mean, I like her, you know, I'll listen to whatever. But we listened to her greatest hits thus far, I think is what the album is called, or up to now or something. So far, I don't know, something like that. And then we listened to her most recent album. But I knew this one.
Oh my God, that one's like 100 years old.
Coming up, so you better get this party.
No, I know. Aren't you a Glee fan?
No.
Because even the Warblers on Glee did a cover to this.
Right, turn off the lights. We're gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m. turn the radio up.
So anyway, we went to Little Rock. So I was trying to plan this whole trip.
Now were you listening to the Pink music on the way there?
Yes.
Did you have like little like candy necklaces, and you were like eating the hard candy and everything?
No.
Did you take fingernail polish and paint each other's fingernails while you were driving?
No.
And like,
oh. But we listened to Pink all the way.
Did you write in your diary?
No. But so I wanted to plan. First of all, I want to say I do plan, but I did. There is something about Asians, and I'm not trying to be racist, but I'm going to tell you. Asians.
Wait. I'm not trying to be racist, but here, let me make a statement about an entire
Let me make a blanket statement
race.
About Asians right now. Right. When they go on vacation or go on a trip, they like every second of their trip to be planned out to the T. I mean, times for everything. We're going to go from this place to this place to this place, and we're going to spend 5 minutes here, and then we're going to take a pee break, and then we're going to get on this. This is what he's like.
Yes.
And so I didn't really, you know, I was like, oh, there are a couple of things we can do, you know, but I didn't. So whatever. So he's all like, no, you don't have to. Don't worry about it. But I could tell he was frustrated because I didn't have a plan. Well, so on Saturday, we went to, we drove down and we went to the Bill Clinton Library.
I did not have sex with that woman.
No, it was actually very, they have a reproduction, or whatever you call it, of the Oval Office when he was there.
You're scaring me there for a second. Yes.
And they have the cabinet room, like a reproduction of what the room that the cabinet met in.
For here, we have a reproduction of the Oval Office made completely out of adobe. Can you say that? Adobe?
And they do people jokingly refer to the Clinton Memorial Library or whatever it's called as like a trailer from a trailer park, because it's a rectangular building and it's made out of aluminum.
But from space, it looks like a penis.
No, it looks like a trailer. But anyway, and it's hanging out over the Arkansas River. But anyway, I'd never been there. It was very interesting. There was an interesting video. And really, no matter what you want to say about Clinton, maybe it was luck, but the economy was the best it had been in like forever, and it's not been the same since. So maybe he screwed everything up and it didn't happen till he left. I don't know what your political views are, but it was a very good time for the country. It was interesting. So then we stayed in the a nice hotel downtown. Although I want to say their workout facility was not good. They didn't have any water in their sauna, so mm-hmm. we couldn't like mm-hmm. anyway, it was crazy. And we went to a restaurant for Restaurant of the Week that was not great. But then on Sunday, we saw a submarine.
Yes.
The USS Razorback.
Yes.
I think it was the first time I had ever been in a submarine.
You had never been in a submarine.
I don't think so.
Had you ever been in a Submariner?
Possibly. But I'm not sure of that. You never know. I don't think I had ever been, and there was a really cute guy who went on the tour with us. He looked like he was a Marine or a Navy person himself because he had the haircut, but he was really cute. And then we saw this building, this old mill that is supposedly in the opening sequence of Gone with the Wind.
Ah.
Anyway, so then we went to the Pink concert. So I was not aware of something about Pink, and maybe you knew this. Pink is an acrobat.
Yeah. Yes.
I did not know that. So the opening, they start up, you know, we had to listen to The Kin, which I don't know if anyone knows who The Kin is, but there's some band from like Scotland or no, Australia. I get those two confused all the time. But anyway.
The Kin is in K-I-N.
K-I-N, yes.
See, I was thinking you were just like The Kin, like the guy. I'm Kin. I'm no, The Kin.
K-I-N.
When people say Barbie
you know,
and Kin,
you
yeah,
know
that's
who
me.
Might know
I'm The
about
Kin.
The Kin.
Yes, who?
R.T. Cruiser might know about
R.T. Cruiser
the
might know about The Kin.
They're from Australia. Now, look, R.T., if you call in and say one of The Kin died.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They did open for Pink. So, you know, maybe I'll give you some points. But anyway, so I didn't know she was an acrobat.
I think on the Video Music Awards one time, she like came down and did some acrobatic stuff from
she
a trapeze.
Like comes out and she's, if you've ever seen Cirque du Soleil, you know the
yep.
thing where the woman's like all on this rope thing.
Yeah, yeah. She did that. She did that in the Music Awards.
And so that's how they start the show. She like comes down. She's like hanging upside down from this rope thing. And she does all this spinny stuff. And she's singing at the same time. Now, maybe she wasn't singing. I mean,
no,
maybe.
She was probably singing. She was probably singing. Did you see Lady Gaga on Saturday Night Live this past week?
I saw that she was on there, but I don't watch Saturday Night.
She runs around. She has a great voice. People can sing and
but I mean, she was flipping through the air at the end of the show, and she did. They had a cage thing at one point that went up in the air, and she was on one side of it, and there were all these hot guys, and they were all like crawling around this cage, and she was flipping around, and then at the end, her encore. She's suspended from ropes and there's this round harness around her and she can literally like spin like, and she spins and she goes all the way as she's spinning head first. She goes all the way from the stage out into the audience and is within like 15 feet of my head. I mean, because we were kind of far back.
Pink was 15 feet over your head.
She was. And she was what? I'm looking at the chat room.
You shouldn't
now.
Be looking at. Someone corrected me and said it was the Grammy Awards, and it was Turniphead that corrected me. And I was just like, "Oh, I'll just leave it because he's in his story. I don't need to interrupt him to tell him that." But
I was amazed.
Now apparently now you have interrupted.
I've interrupted myself. It's okay. But I didn't know that she did that, and it appeared. Now you know how some people, it is obvious that they're lip syncing.
They are synchronizing their lips to pre-recorded sounds.
It's obvious that they're doing that.
Yes.
Like. Probably Britney does it, you know, I don't know who does it. But anyway, it didn't look like she was doing that. It looked like she was really singing.
That's because she actually was singing.
Dancing is one thing, but flipping the fuck through the air.
She was flipping and fucking through the air.
That's
what I'm trying to say. She is amazing.
She has abs of steel, too, I want to tell you.
Well, yeah, if you did that every night for, you know, twice on Sundays. Anyway, hello. Yes.
Hey, guys, this is Kathy. Let me see on the internet. It says... how do I get?
Phyllis Diller?
God dang it. Mike McCormick, 83. Mick Comack, C-M-C-C-O-M-C-O-R-M-A-C-K,
oh,
83
dead.
Let me see. The former Carolina Panthers president. Oh, all right. I guess that doesn't matter. He died a day ago. Hey, is that the one that's the Carolinas? Okay. Football coach. But,
football coach.
83 years old, dead.
How's that hiatus working out there for you? Yeah, okay.
She didn't sigh at the end.
It was Miss Kathy Bacon there. Nick McCormack, apparently. Or Nick.
It was Mike, I think.
Oh, Mike? Was it Mike?
McCormack. McCormack?
I don't know. It sounds like a member of the Monkees. I thought it was Mick.
By the way, Roland O in the chat room, he asked, what color was her hair? Her hair was blonde.
There you go. I don't
very
know
impressive
was.
Body on that.
I'm sorry.
Girl.
I'm sorry. Can we just wrap this up real quick? I just want to. No fucking
very,
clue who that is.
So very impressive body on her.
But thank you so much, Kathy Bacon, for calling. We love you.
All thank right, you,
please,
Kathy.
Please go ahead. You know, Kathy,
please
you were
call
talking
in again.
You were talking about what amazing abs Kathy Bacon had. Now that she's done,
yeah, right?
She's done Pink. The 30-day ab challenge twice now. So
Pink has amazing body.
Amazing.
Now, her breasts are kind of small, but that's actually good for me because I'm not a breast man. And anyway, and she seems to be very nice. I mean, maybe it's an act that she put on, you know, just for the fans.
Did you sit down with her? Did you have like a one-on-one
with
her?
Well, no, but she, you know, they talk in between songs and stuff, and she seemed genuinely nice. And I always like to see
Did she at any point in time refer to herself as the singer-songwriter for the ADD generation?
No.
Okay.
I like to see real moments when I go to a concert. And what I mean by that is I like to feel like I'm kind of behind the scenes, you know. Yeah. And several times she like tapped her ear and like did the little thumbs up thing. Like, oh, I can't
just
hear
for you.
Myself.
She was showing, look, Adam, I'm going to show you. This is how I make them turn up the.
Right. The I'm like,
now,
I'm,
you,
I'm
you know,
not...
that movie, there was that movie that Madonna made, you know, that whole behind the scenes movie. What was that called? Like Truth or Dare, like a million years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Pink actually has a little YouTube like channel that has some behind the scenes stuff. Have you not seen that?
I should go look. I'm a fan now.
Here, let me play you. This is a really funny one. This is the dancers have just come off stage, right? And one of them stepped on her foot, and then this is about as real life as it gets, Adam. So here you go. It's backstage at Pink. That was her getting stomped on by the dancer.
And just like two more things, and then I'll.
All right, then I'll just scrap my stuff. Then
this is becoming like the Moist Cookie story. She played piano and drums and danced and did acrobatics. It was amazing. Anyway, go ahead.
We're out of time now.
Oh yes, that extra 5 seconds I took. Go ahead.
I got my shirt.
What shirt?
If you recall on this show.
Oh, yeah. The really expensive.
It wasn't expensive.
You were talking about the name tag.
It wasn't expensive. It was a custom-made shirt from Modern Tailor.
They came over.
No, I had to measure. I had to measure everything, but send it away to China where some little sweatshop person like actually custom-made me a shirt. It's very nice. It's a very nice shirt.
That's it? What color is it?
It's Oxford blue. My Chromebook came in. And,
I didn't know you were getting a Chromebook.
Well, you know what? These are all things that I've talked about on this show. I can't believe that you didn't.
I'm
buying a Chromebook for my mom because there's a website that does like memory stuff because she's starting to lose her memory. And so for her birthday and Christmas, I was going to give her a Chromebook so that she could, it's more portable than her computer. And then also she can do, you know, Hangouts with us. Not with us, but.
No, I do not recall you saying that you were going to buy a Chromebook. You did mention your mom on the last show, but I don't recall you mentioning a Chromebook. But it's okay. So you're going to set it up.
The news.
I wasn't finished.
There's a time schedule here. I'm just trying to, you know, keep the train on the tracks.
I did let you tell your life story first. Anyway, a Brussels widow slept next to her mummified husband's corpse for a year. Her landlord said after making the macabre? I can't remember how to say that word. I normally pre-read all these stories. How do you say that word? Macabre? How do you say it? I can't remember. It's a niche.
Yeah, you know, just if you type it into Google and then right next to it, there'll be a little speaker and you can click on this.
Macabre.
Okay. So her landlord said after making the macabre discovery during an eviction, a Belgian daily reported Tuesday. The newspaper La Dernière
I'm sorry, who?
Hura. La Dernière?
Say what?
Hura. The final hour. I don't know. I can't do it. Published striking pictures of a shawl-wrapped, emaciated body with a long white mustache. Oh, it was Movember. sunken eye sockets and protruding rib cage covered in a film of dried skin. The newspaper said the images were of a man who had died at the age of 73 after living in the down-at-heel Anderlecht district of the Belgian capital for a dozen years or so with his wife.
This entire story sounds very
macabre.
Oh, see, Turnip Head's gonna correct my. I don't know how to say. I'm sure he's talking about La Dernière.
Moving on. What's the next story?
Well, she slept with the guy for like macabre. A year after he died.
Okay, just
stop it.
They don't have a picture of him though, of what he looked like. I bet he looked like one of those Walking Dead. What are they? What's that called? A mummy? No.
He looks like a hobo. He looks like a he's dead, and he looks like a hobo.
Accused of biting a player in the face during a game, a girls' high school basketball coach with more than 1,200 career wins has resigned. Doyle Wolverton coached at Leak Academy in Madden for 38 years. His team won 15 private school state championships during his tenure.
Iconoclastic.
By one count, Wolverton is the second winningest coach in high school girls basketball history nationwide. He has an overall record of whatever.
Winningest.
Anyway, he is accused of biting the unnamed player during a timeout during a November 12th game in Marion County. The player was brought to a hospital emergency room in Carthage after the team returned, and hospital employees called the sheriff's office because the injury was an assault. A police report obtained by blah, blah, blah. State's deputy took pictures of the bite mark, which is consistent with a human.
So he bit
why? Somebody. It doesn't explain. Why did he bite her? Why? It says nothing about it. She had a bite mark consistent with a human, and now he's retired. What
Macabre.
The hell happened? You're Macabre. On the side of the... He's like, you missed a three-point. Bite her on the nose. I mean, what's he... I don't understand. Is this like some form of punishment that the coach has for... It makes no sense. None. I thought you were going to time me. India is planning...
I'm sorry.
India.
Yes, India.
Is planning to put
wait,
its rising...
Wait, the country?
Yeah.
Okay.
India is planning to put its rising population of primates on the pill to tackle the growing monkey menace in its towns and cities, government wildlife officials have confirmed. Vasectomies and sterilization programs are also being developed as part of a broader plan to curb the chaos being caused by troops of marauding monkeys as urban India expands into the traditional forests.
Now, the only time I've ever seen India is on The Amazing Race, and they always do something with the monkeys.
Apparently, they have loads of monkeys, and Indians, as you know...
Not to be racist, but you are now going to make yet another sweeping statement about an entire race of people.
They do not believe in hurting animals or anything, any living thing.
I believe that would be more like maybe Hindus.
They won't kill a fly even.
Do that. Not necessarily. Being an Indian doesn't necessarily make you that way. Perhaps people who practice the religion of Hinduism believe that.
Maybe. Well, they won't kill the monkeys. That's why they're having a problem. It's because they won't kill any of them. Apparently, they have cows. Why do I say apparently that way? Anyway, apparently they have cows.
I don't know. They apparently have cows.
That walk around everywhere because they also won't kill cows. Anyway, so they now are having a vasectomy and sterilization program and giving them the pill. They should pass out condoms, really, to the monkeys.
All right. Now, somebody said Buddhist in the chat room. I would just like to point out that 80.5% of the population of India is Hindu. So only 0.8% is Buddhist.
I have a lot of Indians that work at my company.
Are they Hindus?
Some of them are. I think about 80%.
80.5% of
yes, 80, right. 80 point. I have surveyed them all.
80.5%.
Anyway, basically that's it. I mean, they have a lot of monkeys. They're trying to. I think, you know, monkeys have a lot of bananas. They could show them how to put the condoms on using the banana. Isn't that something that people do?
Yes, that
you
is.
Know, but they bring out a banana or a cucumber and say, "Here's how you apply the condom."
Have you, you've been watching my YouTube history here, haven't you?
I don't know. What, you look at condoms going on bananas?
No, I got stuck in a YouTube hole the other day. And,
gotta hate those.
I know, and the only effective, you know, defense against them are condoms. So, you have to,
A YouTube hole?
Yeah, you have to wear a condom on the YouTube hole.
Hey guys, so Halloween is over, thank Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. If you guys didn't see my Halloween video, make sure you click, I'll put it in the description below. You should click on it, you should watch it. A lot of you people didn't know what I was being for Halloween. I was like, do you guys live in the cupboard under the stairs? I was being Gaga for those of you who didn't pick up on that. You probably didn't see the VMAs, but that's what it's from. Genius, I know. I'm a Halloween genius. Anyway, this week's topic comes from a message that I got on YouTube. Somebody messaged me and they said that I should talk about HIV and AIDS in the gay community because I was not aware of this, but it is on the rise in gay males. Why?
So it is time for Sex Ed with yours truly. That is me. Okay, so when two men really love each other, okay, or they meet on Grindr or something, they engage in this thing called rough sex, which is taking up the butt, keister, rumpus, whatever you want to call it, and a bunch of magical feelings and emotions ensue. apparently there is a unicorn involved in some way, but yeah, it is great and wonderful. But sometimes one person the next day or within a week says, oh, it hurts when I pee, or I feel strange, and it sucks because when they go to the doctor, which is not church, don't get it twisted, the doctor says you have gonorrhea or you have syphilis. And those are caused by little gremlin things that are demons from hell, and they are called sexually transmitted diseases. And the one we are talking about in particular is AIDS and HIV.
See, there you go. Wear a condom.
Oh, my God. His father should have worn a condom.
I thought he got to the point sooner. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all of it.
I was going to say, is that PewDiePie? Oh, my. What is this? What is this shit?
DI Plus birthday segment.
Really? Wow, that's not even happy birthday.
It's Christmas time. I'm playing. It's in your myth. It's Jesus's birth. So I was playing a Christmas song. This sounds very much like a soap opera in the 80s, like an evening time soap opera in the 80s.
It is. Yes.
Is this Dynasty?
Why, yes, Daniel, it is Dynasty.
Excellent.
With John Forsythe.
And Carol Channing.
No, I don't think there's any Carol Channing in Dynasty. At least not that I know of.
I don't know her name. Is it Joan Collins?
I'll tell you one thing. She looks like Skeletor now.
Is it Joan Collins?
It is not Joan Collins.
Then it's the Carol Channing. I don't know her last name. Carol something.
Did you know Heather Locklear was in Dynasty?
I don't even know who Heather Locklear is.
They have a trumpet in the song. It's kind of nice. No, Linda Evans.
Linda Evans. How old is she?
Linda Evans is 71.
71, not quite a full Morgan Freeman. And Rolando, I believe, says it right in the chat room. Carol Channing would have made it better.
And,
John, I'm trying to shoot.
She,
I don't know what to wear today. There's so many choices. I can't do it.
And if you look her up, she looks like Skeletor with a blonde wig on now. That's all I'm saying.
Carol Channing or Linda Evans?
No, Linda Evans.
Okay.
Okay, here's another one.
Right now, is this a TV show?
It is a TV show, yes.
I do not recognize it, so is this like the normal intro to it, or is this a jazzed up, souped up intro?
I'm not sure. It just says this is the theme. I didn't watch this show very often, so I don't remember what the theme was, but you're supposed to be hearing scissors, like...
Cutting hair.
Cutting.
Scissors cutting hair. Is it sheer design? Sheer something?
No.
Okay. I can't even think of a show that has scissors as like part of it.
So it's a show that was on
the
FX,
chat room. The chat room is saying Nip Tuck.
It is Nip Tuck.
It is,
yes.
Nip Tuck. So it's one of the two guys from Nip Tuck.
Wow, you're so perceptive.
It's the one whose birthday it is.
In fact, it is.
Yes, excellent.
So it's the more straight-laced one, not the one that was having sex all the time with everyone. It's Dylan Walsh.
Dylan Walsh. Let me just Google that real quick. I tell you if I thought he was the cute one or not. Dylan Walsh.
I didn't say cute. I said he was the more straight-laced.
No, he was the more attractive of the two. Because the other one was Julian McMahon, and I didn't care for him.
The other one was the one that was always going around sleeping with everybody.
Right.
This one, Dylan Walsh, was just had a wife, but I think he went through a divorce at some point in the show. Anyway, Dylan Walsh is 50 years old.
50 years young.
Excellent. Okay, so here is the last one.
The last one. I have, so far, I've gotten none of these. Oh, this is the theme to Taxi.
Yes, it is the theme to Taxi.
That would mean that it is either...
Now, if I was going to play another theme, but I'm not, but if I was...
Yes.
It would be a Batman theme.
So it would be Danny DeVito, then.
Yes, it would be Danny, and it is, in fact. Not only would it be Danny DeVito.
Why not It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I don't watch that, and I don't know the theme to that, and I didn't even know he was in it. Yes, I did. I take that back. I'm lying. I did know that he was in it, because I saw something about it the other day, but Danny DeVito... let me update my formula in my spreadsheet because it's not telling me how old he is. He is 69 years old.
69 years old. Let's see. This would be the... That is the theme, too. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That sounds like an old, like...
Yes.
50s...
Yes.
Like, yes. I Love Lucy or something. It sounds like there was a show that had that same
thing. So we're done with the birthdays then?
We are done with the birthdays.
Done with the birthdays. If you need to hear any Pride 48 birthdays, go listen to BFO because we don't know them.
I don't know them.
Big
I'm
Fatty,
sorry.
Big Fatty knows them. So you just go to the official birthday keeper of Pride 48, Big Fatty Online. Trying to close out the birthday segment and you're interrupting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were going to be fading the music out any second.
No, because I'm going to go into the contact like I always
do. Any.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to do it anyway. Excellent.
You're going to play the lasers now?
No, we do have a contact segment.
Oh.
We do have a contact.
By the way, you know what? If you were going to play something,
yes,
you should really play something like this one. And the soul
whatever. No. Find a note, chick. Find a note and stick to it. You whore. I have a... Can I read our contact?
Sure.
So this comes to us from TJ, Zombie Girl TJ, who says, Daniel Brewer, in your platform for mayor of Squarestown, what is your stance on dual citizenship, a.k.a. no-no squares? Well, I'm very glad that you asked me this question, TJ. The truth be told... I am all for doing whatever the hosts of the show want to do. Because, you see, I think that's the problem right now, is that the mayor of Squarestown is so out of touch. He just has no clue of what's going on in his own town. That would be Ricky Burton, by the way, who's just horribly clueless about what's going on in Squarestown. And his conditions get worse and worse. And here you have Mark and Ed trying to, you know, prop the town up, trying to keep it going. And they're the only ones doing any work. And so whatever it is that they want to do, I think that is what we should rally behind and support.
You are such a suck up. You're just sucking at the teat of it's all about me.
3, 2, 1.
Do you, what? I mean, this is becoming like a Foul Monkeys thing where, you know, you wanted one of them to do you. I don't even remember, or something. I don't even remember what you wanted.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What Foul Monkey did I want to do me?
You wanted something about Foul Monkeys and Pride 48, and they wouldn't do you at the first one.
Really? That is your takeaway message on that, huh? That is your takeaway message from that whole thing.
I don't remember. It was something about that.
One of them said I wasn't attractive. Oh, no, I would be attractive if only I had a jacket with patches and some more gray hair. That was where the joke came from.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it wasn't like I walked up to him and said, hey, let's go fuck. And he's like, well, you know, I would, but, you know, you need a jacket.
Patches on
right.
Your jacket.
No, it was.
Yes.
See, this is.
Didn't you wear a jacket at this year's Pride 48?
I did, but it didn't have patches on it.
Anyway, I think it's becoming that. So what I was going to say is about Christmas songs.
Yes. What about
that? I have a brilliant idea. It's never going to happen, but I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay, please do. You have my undivided attention. Yeah.
My YouTube career.
Yes.
Here we go.
As a motivational speaker.
No, I'm not going to speak. So here's what I'm going to do. Here's what the plan.
The plan.
You know, there's the song, The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
I'm going to record 12 different songs on the trumpet. 12 different Christmas songs.
12.
On the trumpet.
Yes.
In video fashion.
I would record them on the computer playing the trumpet. Because recording it on the trumpet might get a bit, you know, hard to.
I'm gonna record them in Audacity. But what I thought was, it just sounds kind of, just in this room, there's no. So I'm going to add something like this. You know, some reverberation. So it sounds like I'm in a concert hall or something
really?
Like that.
That's your big plan, huh?
Yeah. So I'm going to do 12 different Christmas songs on trumpet.
Why don't you play the Contact song on trumpet, and then we'll use that for.
That's not really my style. I'm not really a jazzy sort of. I don't know. That sounds like a kind of a jazzy song. I don't know if I'm capable of doing that.
You know what? I apologize. I've been very low energy tonight. I'm just kind of like blah.
No, what you're supposed to say is it's a train wreck. A low energy. No, you're fine. You've been at. You know what? I love doing the show with you, no matter what level your energy is.
Push the button, Frank. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, dubious intent. No, something. Contact at dubiousintent.com.
So, Rolando.
You ever notice that other podcasts like do their stuff at the end? They pre-record it and they try to sound all butch.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, live it up. And
we do it live.
We
so
do it
KY
live.
KY Jones says, playing it with the ass, with my ass.
Yes.
No, I am a trumpet player.
But you could play the trumpet with your ass. Now, that's a YouTube video that people would see.
I don't know. Not nowadays. Maybe 10 years ago.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.